I think we can see with this much light. This is a very nice picture of Srimati Radharani, which we found. It is a picture where she, the artist has displayed a certain mood on Srimati Radhika. Radharani had visited Nanda Maharaj's home, which is also Krishna's home, in Nandagram. And Mother Yashoda had become so pleased with her. Yashoda was pleased because every morning Radharani came there to cook for Krishna. That she ordered quickly a plate of haldi or kumkum and rubbed the hands of Radharani with this kumkum. This means something. Turmeric. It's not turmeric. This means something. It means you will become the wife of my son, Krishna. After all, Krishna is so qualified. He needs a qualified wife, and only you are very qualified also. So, when Radharani went from Nandagram to Vashana, she had to hide her hands under her cloth. But still, her girlfriend saw, "What are you hiding?" And they found out, "Wow! You have turmeric on your hands. That means you will be married to Krishna." So they talked amongst themselves. But then Radharani thought, "This is not possible. I cannot show my hands to my parents." And she went to this lake, which is halfway between Nandagram and Vashana. And although it is her heart's desire to be with Krishna always, she rubbed her hands in the water of Pilipukur, which became yellow with turmeric. This is a pastime which this lake, Pilipukur, or the yellow lake, is about 100 meters on your right side. It's our left side. It's down there. As we know, Radharani is always together with Krishna, but in the Parakiya Rasa. What I would like to illustrate with this is that this is the same ground where Srimati Radharani walks. This is the same place where the pastimes, loving pastimes between Radha and Krishna take place. Even today, if our blind eyes are opened, we can see. Now by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we are assured to cure our defective vision. By chanting and doing a practical effort to deeply absorb ourselves in the chanting, it is said that we will see the form of Krishna and see the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, or at least we will get a devotional feeling for these pastimes of Krishna, for Krishna. Let us clean our hands, not hands, our hearts. And with this little picture where Radharani cleans her hands, we will clean our hearts through the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, so that we will become very, very suitable devotees who can please Radha and Krishna.